All right. I think the mic is on, so I could talk because I can hear myself. Welcome back to this episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. So, what are we talking about today? First of all, you know, I missed you guys as usual. I got this dope setup with my mic and I'm trying it out for the very first time. So if you guys hear any back noises, just please bear with me. I'm just trying my best to do something different this time. Anyways, I had two things that I wanted to talk about, but I think I just want to process. Okay, I'm going to be serious. I wanted to process my feelings with you guys on this podcast because of a recent situation. And I don't know if a bunch of people are also in the same situation with me. I spoke to a friend of mine. I got a little clarity. So I think I'm in a better space. But I don't know. I just felt the need to process it with you guys as well. I want to say it's the power of being happy, but that's not the truth. It's more of the power of understanding our feelings, the difference between intent and feeling. Most times in our relationships with either friends, family, or intimate relationships, we come across a situation where what we mean or our intent is not really communicated properly to the other party that's in that relationship with us. And sometimes it might come off offensive, or it might come off disrespectful, or it might come off just completely different from what it was intended to do. I've always been a very big proponent of talk. Talk it off. Talk it out. Shut up your mouth and talk. But lately, I'll be the first to admit that it's been a very difficult thing to do, even for me. And as an adult, it's just been, I don't know. It's truthfully just been hard to just, you know, talk about these things. Most times, someone like myself, I just withdraw into my shell because I just feel like talking about it will not change anything. Maybe because of the person involved or because of how I have interpreted the message in my head. Just talking about it is just useless. So I just bury my feelings and just keep it moving. Because I'm like, it's not everything you talk about. Why? Why? But oh boy, I'm realizing that sometimes it's good to put those things out there so that, or will I say, for the sake of your relationship, there is a shared understanding of what to do and what not to do moving forward. I think one of the episodes I had here earlier on talked about expectations and, oh, you know what, not just having expectations of people because they might likely disappoint you. And as much as most of what I said was true, over time, I feel like there are some relationships that if you do genuinely care about, you would try to understand the person's expectations so that you would try your best to make sure that that relationship is working. What I've learned over time is every relationship needs work. And it takes two to tango. It takes the people involved in that relationship to make it work. If you're in a friendship with somebody, it has to be two ways. Because one day you feel a burnout if you're putting in the energy more than the other person is. And it's going to cause a strain, a huge strain. boy, do I have a lot of things to talk about. If you're in an intimate relationship with somebody else, you have to put in that work, and there has to be, or they have to be, some sort of shared relationship, or let's say shared understanding of what is expected in order for you to, in order for you guys to move forward. The same thing with your family, your friends, your sisters, your brothers. You know, it's one thing to just exist of, oh, this person is my friend, I've known them for years, but do you really know them? You just know crumbs of what you pick up as you go. And you find out after a few years that you didn't really know that person as much as you thought you knew them. You just liked them for, you know, what they were offering you at that moment. It could be anything, honestly. Company, laughter, happiness, gist, joy. But you guys didn't take the time to ask the tough questions, for maybe fear of being too deep, or fear of, is it even necessary? And then after a while, when you have a very huge fallout, you either get surprised, or you just find out that you didn't know that person as much as you thought you knew them, and vice versa, because girl, you're not innocent. You know, and this actually goes for everyone. It doesn't have to be like a girl situation. Even the guys, I feel like guys are even more chill too sometimes when it comes to friendships and relationships. Like, they barely talk. I feel like they have some sort of seventh sense or something. They just understand each other. But for girls, I feel like over time is a lot of things that are worrying us. It's lots of perception, and then lots of, she just doesn't get me as much as I thought she would. And yes, you're right, I'm speaking based on experience. And for fear of making this episode super long, I wanted to originally talk about something and process my feelings with you guys, but I just wanted to get a little bit of clarity. Shit, I forgot my point at the beginning, and I think I've been talking for a while. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, at the beginning, I was talking about not having expectations from people, but I feel like over time with relationships, sometimes having expectations is necessary for the strength and the elasticity. Elasticity. Yay. Chimo Nglibo. Yo. Chinek. Sometimes when I am talking to you people, this emotic accent, you just jump out from nowhere. Hey God, phonetizing things in the mode. God damn it. Okay, no. Elasticity. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways, the strength of your relationship kind of depends on it, and is tested by that. So I feel like expectations can be a necessary thing. Another thing I was also going to talk about, apart from expectations, are the idea of being happy in your friendships, or let me generalize it, in your relationships. Some people feel like happiness is a myth. Some people, frankly speaking, including myself sometimes, a bunch of things have gone on in the last practically year, if I'm being very general. And I was very unhappy for a very long time. I feel like now I am calling it what it is, and I am addressing it. But for the past couple of months, it's been a very huge struggle trying to marry my reality with the things that have been going on with me. And I feel like I didn't think I had some sort of trauma, on certain areas and certain parts of my life until I was faced with practical situations that made me, that forced me to see those things in the lights that they were presented. And a big shout out to some of my friends that kind of helped me see those things. But happiness is very possible. It's not something that we have to chase. It's something that we have to accept when it presents the opportunity, when it presents itself to us. And I know I sound a little bit off with that, but I feel like maybe with time and with subsequent episodes, it will make more sense with my stance on what I think happiness should look like for some people. I'm not here to dictate what happiness should look like for you, but I'm just going to encourage the idea of happiness for you to find it in any form that it comes to you, and for you to maybe with time recognize that it's a possibility in your friendships and most importantly your relationships. I know this was a very thrown together kind of episode. Honestly, I wanted to just process my feelings out loud. I had a bunch of topics to talk about, but yeah, this episode is kind of unorthodox. So you guys, I'm getting a little rusty with this podcast thing, but please give me some time. I'm coming back stronger. I know I said this a few times in the past, but I actually mean it this time. Like, I've been doing a lot of work with my recordings, so I'll try my best to make it a crisp audio. But if you do not take anything out of this rant for the last 10 plus minutes, please remember this as you go into the new week. Your happiness is your choice. And expectations in friendships or relationships is a thing. And it's a thing when it's talked about by the parties involved. Do not be scared to bring it up. And if the person in that relationship with you or in that friendship with you values you and honors you, they would accommodate that conversation. It's not something that's supposed to be enforced, but it's something that's encouraged so that being a human being, you would try your best to do what you can to make that friendship work in your own way. Because as human beings, we are very, very susceptible to err, like to errors. Like, it's very possible for us to err. And so setting those expectations kind of help you know what you can do not to trigger the other person in that relationship. It just helps you have a better understanding about that person. Because then if you have all these expectations in your head, they're not realistic. And the other person that doesn't even know about your expectations err, then it's going to be a problem. And I know it's very, very easy for you to say, oh, it's common sense for the person to know. Duh. Sometimes common sense is not common. And that's not to say that that's a thing or an insult to the other party. We're also banking on the fact that they don't know. So what you might require or realize and say, oh, it's common sense, might be something that just goes by over their head, you know, and something that you literally have to bring to the table in order for them to understand. So with that being said, yeah, expectations and friendships and relationships is a thing and it should be encouraged. I'm happy to talk more about this in subsequent episodes, maybe with somebody else. But in the meantime, that's all I need to say. And also, happiness is not a myth. It's something that is a possibility and can be encouraged in the different methods that it presents ourselves or presents itself in our lives. All right, that's all I have for you guys. Please do not forget to like this podcast. I think I need a couple of followers on Spotify. Please, guys, follow this podcast, The Favorogica Podcast on Spotify. It's no longer on Anchor. It's now on Spotify. So please follow me there. Just subscribe there. Please. Thank you. Help my hustle. And also share it with your friends. All right? Yeah, it's going to be hosted there now. Without further ado, please have a wonderful week. Happy New Week. I will be bringing you more episodes as I go, hopefully more frequently than before. And I will definitely see you in my next episode when I'm going to be talking about everything that has been happening to me in the last 8 months. And trust me, I took a lot of notes and you're going to be learning a lot if you tune in. All right. So I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day and rest of the week. My name is Favour Ojika. Please do not forget to follow us on all social media platforms at the Favour Ojika podcast. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. Mwah. Bye. Oh, I forgot to say something. Please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I'll definitely see you guys in my next episode. All right, I'm done. Bye.